Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. A soccer star was stuck on the bench in America, but he went somewhere and now he sees the field all the time. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn. Today is August 24th, 2013. We are on day two of our sports article, Soccer Star Goes to Thailand. And this is an interesting story about Anthony Ampai Patakwan, who was born in the United States. His father hails from Thailand, and Anthony was a university star in America. He was on a national championship team at the University of Akron, and he did have an opportunity to get drafted and sign with a team in America's MLS, Major League Soccer League. And so he would, by many measures, would be considered a success. However, he was sitting on the bench for the team and then decided, well, I want to play. I don't want to just sit here and watch the games. And so he had an opportunity to go to Thailand and get on the field and show what he can. So that's what we're talking about in this article. And it's not just a sports article, but it's also about, you know, different ways of approaching life and what your talents are and abilities are, and sometimes having to pick up and go where the opportunity is. So I've got two panelists back here today joining me in the studio, and they are Amanda Young-Pierre and Daniel Bastica. Welcome back, panelists.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. And Amanda, let me get a thought from you regarding yesterday before we move into today.
Okay. Well, I think it's interesting towards the end of the article, we just talked about him Anthony stating that it was hard for him to get his foot in the door in the league in America. And I think that's a great term, get your foot in the door. Just as Bill, you explained yesterday what that meant and what that looked like visually. Mm-hmm. I think we often use that for people when they're wanting to start maybe in a big company, but they don't know how to get to the top of the company. They may start with a very small job, even, you know, cleaning or doing the dishes, just to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like university graduates. They're looking for opportunities and they just want to get their foot in the door. They might go work in the mailroom.
Right.
Or sometimes like an internship might be a way to get your foot in the door. A lot of people will go do an internship in a summer, maybe for a month or 2 months, and a lot of times people will actually go work for free, mm-hmm, just to at least get some name recognition, meet some people, you know, get known.
Right. Yeah. For them to remember your face.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
want to employ you into something higher later.
Hopefully you can make a good impression, so then, you know, when you graduate, then they can remember you. Say, oh, yeah, he or she was here last year and did a good job. So yeah, that's how you get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
All right. A guy who knows how to use his feet, Daniel. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I do use my feet every day.
You do. Well, you use your feet on the soccer pitch.
Yeah.
So, well, give me something from yesterday.
Well, I thought it was really neat that we have Anthony here going back to his roots, going back to Thailand, where his father grew up. Mm-hmm. And just neat to see how Anthony is thinking, well, there could be great, better opportunities for him to use his skills and talents mm-hmm, back in Thailand, a place where you wouldn't really choose as a place to improve your soccer skills. He is a great soccer player. He did very well in the mm-hmm United States, but he decided to go back to Thailand so that he has an opportunity to really keep playing, to improve himself, and try new opportunities to improve himself as a soccer player.
As I was studying this article and preparing for it, it made me think a lot about, people from Taipei and Kaohsiung and Tainan, and also going to America. And, whether their parents went or if they went just on their own, if they were the first generation to go there, go to school. And there's almost kind of like this belief that, well, I've got to go to the big place, the big city, the big country, and stay there and be a success, right? And a lot of times people might go to the United States or Europe or somewhere like that seeking success, and they may get an education and stay there, but maybe kind of get lost in the shuffle, I would say. And when we get lost in the shuffle, that we're just one of tens of thousands of people that might be in a particular field. And a lot of times what you do need to do is you need to go where you can be. You can be a big fish in a small pond. For instance, if I was in America, I would be a small fish in a big pond. There's me and there's like a million other people just like me. Whereas...
Is that true, Bill?
Yeah.
I thought you were one of a kind.
No. But I can go somewhere else and maybe I can be, you know, more unique, mm-hmm. you know, more special with whatever skill I have. And whether it's being on, you know, this program or working for the magazine, or, you know, if it is somebody who went to study something in the United States, it might be better off to come back to Taipei or Kaohsiung in Tainan instead of hanging around in the United States and being just one of a million people the same. Might be better off to come back and be special.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for instance, a lot of times those who've grown up in the States mm-hmm. but have Taiwanese parents or a heritage like that, they have that advantage of knowing another culture and knowing another language.
Right.
So their English is really good, and they spoke Chinese probably at home.
Yeah.
So they can come back to Taiwan or wherever they speak Chinese and suddenly have stand out as being someone who can speak both English and Chinese. Mm-hmm. They might not know the Taiwanese culture well enough.
Or, right.
But, yeah, it's really fun to see that what can stand out from that.
Mm. Yeah, there's another saying here, play to your strengths. And when you play to your strengths, you realize, okay, what is it that I have? What are my assets? Hmm. What do I do well? What's an advantage for me? And so you need to really don't try to model somebody else's success. You are who you are. Look at what you are, who you are, and what your strengths are, and focus on that. And sometimes we need to go somewhere else. We don't need to stay where we are. So... I know a lot of people in America who are very good at what they do, but they're kind of stuck, or maybe their company closed, they lost their job. What they need to do is leave. And they got to go somewhere else. They need to find the right opportunity. You have to find your place, play to your strength. And actually, that's what Anthony Mpai Patakwan has done. This guy is a good soccer player. He's a very good soccer player. He was on a national championship team in America. He was drafted in Major League Soccer. But there are, I would say in America, hundreds of guys as good as he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's good, but there's at least 100, maybe 200 guys as good as him. Now, what he has done is gotten on a plane and went to Thailand, where he is actually one of the elite players. And that actually might serve him well mm-hmm. going there. And that's actually where we picked this story up from yesterday. So we finished by saying he wanted to get his foot in the door. It was a no-brainer for him to go to Thailand. And so that's where we are in the narrative. So turn to page 37. We will break our reading up into two sections, and our first one will be initial interest.
Initial interest. Mpai Patakwan said the Thai national team started pursuing him when he left UA. My rookie season, I was going to go, but some things happened with the weather in Thailand, and I didn't attend a camp, Mpai Patakwan said. That brought interest from club teams in Thailand. The first club team to communicate to my agent was Buriram. They showed a strong interest. I went there to visit. I liked the team, the facility. I watched how they played. I enjoyed everything about it. I knew it would be a new experience, so I said, I'm just going to go for it.
Okay. Okay, well, we see here that Anthony had some help as far as moving forward in his journey.
That's right. Empire Patak Wong said the Thai national team started pursuing him when he left the University of Ekron.
Okay, so it's not only the professional league where he ended up, but also in Thailand, but also the national team in Thailand. They were aware of him. They're like, hey, this guy's pretty good, and he is eligible to play for our national team because his father was born here. So they already had started pursuing him, recruiting him was another word we had seen yesterday, right after he graduated from the University of Akron. So, and then he was drafted by the MLS team and the San Jose Earthquakes. But we see here, you know, he had a lot of options, and then as he moved into his rookie season in the MLS, he was debating to go. He had interest from the Thai national team, but what happened?
Well, he says, my rookie season, I was going to go, but some things happened with the weather in Thailand, and I didn't attend a camp. Which would imply that the weather was really bad, probably during the flooding, during the time of Thailand had some major floodings there.
Yeah. Okay, so here he was. He was playing for San Jose in the MLS. It's okay. The Thai national team is allowed to pursue him because it's not a conflict. It's okay for him to go play for a national team. And so they wanted him to go, but when they had a break, he couldn't go because the weather was bad. However, some other people were interested in him.
That's right. That brought interest from club teams in Thailand. So the club teams of Thailand were interested, and there was one club team, the first club team to communicate with him, well, with his agent, was from Buriram.
Okay. All right. And they showed a strong interest in him, and so he did what?
Oh, he went there to visit, and he liked what he saw. He saw the team and the facility, and he watched how they played. He enjoyed everything about it. So it sounded very positive to him.
What about this watched how they played thing? Why is that important?
Well, he gets to see how the dynamic of the team works, how if the playing, if their style is interesting, if it's boring and rather limiting, then he probably doesn't see himself playing with them. But if it's an exciting team with opportunities for him to really show his skills, then it sounds interesting to him.
Yeah, you got to see if you fit in with the team. For instance, the style in Germany versus the style in Spain are two completely different things.
Yeah.
Right? And so certain players, it just wouldn't even fit for a player to like go play for one team or the other, right?
Yeah, there are different things that a player has to consider. There's the language factor for one thing. It's a team in Thailand, so most of these players will be communicating in Thai and I believe he does speak Thai, so that is already an advantage for him to play with the team. And then other just factors, climate also. Can he see himself playing this with this team every day in a humid climate in Thailand or things that are factors? It's for any player, wherever they move.
Right. Am I going to be comfortable here? What about my living conditions? And what am I going to eat? Is all of this going to be something that I can be comfortable with? So there's a lot of variables to consider. But he says, I enjoyed everything about it.
And he goes on to say, I'm just going to go for it. So when we say we're going to go for something, it means we're going to just go ahead, not think too much about it, just do it.
Yeah. Okay. It was a no-brainer. Let's do it. All right, let's go for our second reading.
European aspirations. The elder Ampai Patakwan said his son joined Buriram in an effort to pursue a soccer career in Europe. He said the club's owner is a partner of Leicester City of the English League, and at least two of Buriram's players have gone there in the past month. The chance to go to Europe from the U.S. is really slim, Pete Ampai Patakwan said. You have to make the national team. In Thailand, you don't have to. His parents watch his matches on the internet and hope to see one in person in September. But for Ampai Patakwan, 24, making the move wasn't easy. It was hard to leave the United States. This is the country I've lived in my whole life, Ampai Patakwan said. It was living a lifestyle in a different country. So many things there are just different, the whole experience. That said, he believes playing for Buriram was a huge step he's glad he took. Because my club is affiliated with Leicester City, it's always a possibility I could go train there, get exposure there, Ampai Patakwan said. Right now, I'm just trying to get a solid spot on the team and other things will come.
Okay, Bill Quinn here with Amanda Young-Pierre and Daniel Baske. And we see here that there's part of the reason is that Anthony Ampai Patakwan has left the United States, gone to Thailand, is he wants to move on to Europe. So there is kind of a method to his madness, right?
Yeah. So he has the opportunity now to really play more, play often. And this is a chance for him now to really show the rest of the world what he can do. And, of course, by playing in Thailand in this club team, there will be a greater chance for European scouts to watch him play. And his dream, of course, would be to work or work and play in Europe.
Okay. And then we see here that we actually hear from his father, Pete. And Pete Ampai Patakwan said his son joined Buriram in an effort to pursue a soccer career in Europe. And we see one of the reasons why.
Right. He said the club's owner is a partner of Leicester City of the English League. So Buriram's club owner is a partner in Leicester City.
Okay, now let me first off, just for our listeners, some of you people might have heard this place. It looks like it's spelled like Leicester City. Some people say that, but actually more often we will hear what, Daniel?
Well, a lot of times the British will say Leicester City, which is sounds easier, but it's not spelt that way necessarily. You wouldn't think Leicester when you read that, but
Yeah, it's pronounced like L-E-S-T-E-R, Leicester City.
Yeah.
So you will hear either pronunciation, so I just want to clarify that with people. Now, we see here that there is also English Premier League football is – that's Manchester United and Arsenal and Chelsea, right? That's the English Premier League. Mm-hmm. But Leicester City is actually, what, the next division down?
Yeah, I believe they're called – First Champion League. The Premier League is the top one, and that's
right.
Where all the wealthy teams play. And and then there's different leagues that go down depending on how – there's so many teams that play, and they can't all be in the Premier League. So,
now, how many teams? Are there 18 teams in the Premier League or 20, something like that?
I believe there are 18 teams.
And then the bottom three, they get relegation, right, or relegated if they finish at the bottom of the standings at the end of the season.
That's
yes?
right, yep.
And
yep.
so they're sent down to this Champions League that Leicester City is in.
That's right.
And then the top three teams there in the Champions League are elevated to the Premier.
Yeah, promoted, as they would usually say. Yeah.
Right? So maybe we've seen like Charlton, Crystal Palace, or some of those teams. They've kind of like gone up and down. It's difficult for them because financially they can't compete, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they should sign you.
Well, clearly that would be the,
the
solution. But no, it's okay.
Yeah.
They'll have to
wait.
All right. Regardless, what this will do is that by having the club's owner of Buriram's club owner being a partner in Leicester City, this is another way for Anthony Ampai Patakwan to get his foot in the door in England. And we've actually seen a couple of examples here in the second part of this sentence.
That's right. We see at least two of Buriram's players have gone there in the past month. So even in a short period of time, players from his current team have gone to Leicester City.
Sure. So they exchange players. There's contact there. Maybe some of the guys in England, they get hurt. They move on. They get promoted to somewhere else. So the team in Leicester City then calls up Buriram, says, hey, we need a midfielder. And then the owner says, yeah, I got one. And then they send him off to England. And then we hear again from Anthony's father.
He said the chance to go to Europe from the U.S. is really slim. Now you have to make the national team in Thailand. You don't have to.
Okay. This is a little confusing. So first off, he's talking about what he's saying here is the leap from MLS to Europe is not easy. He says really slim. What's that mean?
Really slim. Well, we see slim is in our vocabulary focus. It means only a little or not much. So it's a very small chance that you can get to Europe from the U.S.
I want to clarify something here that Pete M. Pipitak once says. He says, you have to make the national team, meaning you have to make the U.S. team to make it to Europe. And that's actually not official. That's informal, right?
That's right, yeah. A lot of times there are American players who are not on the national team who are playing in Europe. Mm-hmm. They're just there to be recognized when they play for these different European club teams. The chances of being on the national team are greater by being in Europe, but it doesn't mean you're automatically in the national team.
Okay, so it's kind of understood, but it is not official. Players can go to Europe without being on the United States national team, but it's very rare. And what he says here is, like in Thailand, you don't have to do that, which means you can be very good, don't have to be on the national team, and an English team can sign you.
Right.
Right. So, okay, now we see here, thank you to technology, the parents don't have to miss the games.
That's right. His parents watch his matches on the internet, but hope to see one in person in September. When we say in person, it means that we want to do it physically with our body. We want to be there rather than talking on the phone or emailing or Skyping or writing or through the internet.
Okay. Well, it all sounds good, and it's been a great move for him. However, it hasn't been easy.
No, he says it wasn't easy. It was hard to leave the United States. This is the country he has lived in for his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just living in a lifestyle in a different country. So, it makes sense. He's moved from one culture to a completely different one.
He's an American.
Yeah,
he was born in America. He was raised there. He's been, that's his culture that he grew up in. He just happens to have a Thai name, and his father is from Thailand. So he's like any 24-year-old young American. It's going to be hard to get up and leave, go live halfway around the world in a whole different culture. So, and he does continue talking about that in line 33 through 35.
It was living a lifestyle in a different country. So many things there are just different, the whole experience.
Okay. Have you been to Thailand?
I have.
Where?
I went to Bangkok the first time, and the second time I went to Phuket, which is down the bottom to the south. It's more of a tourist place.
Daniel?
I went to Chiang Mai and Bangkok and Chiang Rai. So most of the north, the jungle area of Thailand.
Yeah. This would actually be Buriram, would be more like Chiang Mai than it would be Phuket. So, it's going to be a big challenge for anybody to just leave the United States and go and live and work in this place that's so different from where you grew up. So, but he does say that playing for Buriram was a huge step that he's glad he took.
That's right. He says, because my club is affiliated with Leicester City, it's always a possibility I could go train there and get exposure there. Now, to be affiliated means to have a relationship or a close relationship with a group or an organization. So because of this relationship with the club's owner, Buriram is affiliated with Leicester City.
Okay, that's the future. Right now he's focusing on today, right?
That's right. Today he is focusing on just trying to get a solid spot on the team, and other things will come. So he's very optimistic.
Great lesson in there, too. Just do well with what he is doing right now. Focus on what he is doing, where he is at right now, and everything else will take care of itself. Well, before we sign off today, we have an exciting interview with one of Anthony Mpaipatakwan's former coaches. Welcome to another edition of Advance Sports Today. I'm your host, Rocky Rhodes, and today we're talking soccer. Former University of Akron star midfielder Anthony Mpaipatakwan has taken his talents to Thailand. Is it a good move or not? To answer that question, in the studio I have his former coach at Akron, Caleb Porter. Welcome, Caleb.
Great to be here, Rocky. And I'm happy to be talking about one of my favorite former players, Anthony Ampaipatakwang.
So, Coach, did he make the right move, leaving the San Jose Earthquakes of America's MLS and going to Buriram United of the Thai Premier League?
Definitely. Anthony spent much of his rookie season with San Jose on the bench, and the only way players get better is by being on the field during games.
Does the lower quality of play hurt his chances of making it to one of the top leagues in Europe?
No. This move was a no-brainer for a couple reasons. First, the quality of play isn't that much lower than the MLS. And secondly, Buriram is affiliated with Leicester City of the English Premier League.
So he may actually improve his chances of moving up by moving to Thailand.
Yes, his chances of making the U.S. national team were slim, but by joining Buriram, Anthony gets his foot in the door with some owners who may wish to transfer him to England.
Sounds like a strategy of taking one step back in order to take two steps forward.
You got it, Rocky. Sometimes it's better to be a big fish in a small pond instead of being a medium-sized fish in a large pond.
Very philosophical, Coach.
Yes, I did major in philosophy in college.
Okay, we're out of time. Coach Caleb Porter, thanks for joining us here in the studio.
My pleasure, Rocky.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Advanced Sports Today.
Wow, Bill, that was amazing.
Well, here at Advanced, we search the globe and we try to talk with all the movers and shakers in the world. So this is Advanced. Well, before we sign off for this article, let me get one final thought from each one of our panelists.
Yes, I would say that my final thought would be take a risk like Anthony does. When some things just don't seem to work out, sometimes it's just better to step back and see where other opportunities are. By taking that risk, Anthony left his country to go to another country to try again and see what opportunities arise.
Right. And I think in doing that, in the small things that he's doing right now, maybe Buriram seems like a small club, but when you're faithful in the small things, then it opens up opportunity for greater success.
Wow, I love that. I love what you both said. Yeah. Like Daniel said, you might run into roadblocks. Don't keep beating yourself, your head up against the wall. Try something different. Take a different route. And you're very true, Amanda. When you're faithful in small things, then you will be given greater things later. Listeners, thanks for being here for this program. Come on back next time. Till then, this is Bill.
Amanda.
And Daniel.
Saying goodbye.
Kakite.
Auf Wiedersehen.